the final court. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of the one born out of due time, immaturely. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 8. When a new baby enters the house, the whole family rejoices. Indeed, but sometimes there are hours in which another truth is shown. Sometimes the whole family weeps when the baby arrives. When a child that had already died before it was born arrives in the family, a child who thus could not even have opened his eyes to the bright light of day, which indeed would have had no mercy on his immature and miserable physical existence, in whom there was no life, the whole family would weep, since everyone was deceived in his cheerful expectation. The heart would be offended, and the eye would look with horror. One is inclined to remove it as quickly as possible. This is how it went approximately with the man named Paul, when the exalted Christ suddenly brought him into the circle, into the family of the officially called missionaries of the New Testament. In one moment this Christ had seized this Paul, secured him, thrown him to the ground, and called him as apostle. He revealed himself to this Paul. And that personal encounter with the risen Christ was for this Paul the best proof of the authenticity and inescapable position of his apostolic calling. But when the appearance of the Christ and the words of the calling came to him, he was not ready. As child of the family of office bearers, he had not developed to full term. Others had been slowly and quietly prepared for their official work. But he was suddenly placed in the middle of it. His eyes could not possibly endure such a bright light, and his ears could not stand the new sound. He entered as the youngest into the apostolic circle. And certainly he lived, but it was as if he were still dead, as if he was a miscarriage in the family of well-seasoned, famous speakers of the new day. Thus also the family was struck by fear. This man, should he, was he, supposed to go along with them? Really? Yes, indeed, it had to be like this, for them and for us. For them, they had by this time become a beautiful circle of patriarchic appearances. They had primacy above others, treated the poor very well, judged justly, and were consolidated as apostles. For you remember there were 12 of them. There was one among them, of whom it was told that he would continue to live until the Master would return. This disciple really would not die. Is it not true that he is a revered appearance in this circle? When he enters the assembly, the whole house bows before him. They had already officially determined which were the characteristics of apostleship, and they had themselves chosen an apostle, because the Master was no longer among them to do the calling. Had he perhaps forgotten something in those 40 days? Too bad that they had not asked him about that. Actually, they had presented the absent Master with 2 nominees, from whom he indeed would choose one by the decision of the lot. Thus the circle was restored, and John was worthy of veneration. So were all of them. But then the Master had come and revealed himself to Paul. He called him and said that he was ordained to the office of apostle. The man was not yet mature and not yet able to handle the revelation which overwhelmed him there. But the Master had spoken, and the word of Ananias could not be doubted. Then they understood that their teacher up there behind the clouds had ways which were higher than their ways, and thoughts different than their thoughts, and that he who was building his church by the word, in the spirit, by ways of the office, did not bind himself to such human material that had been tested and approved by people. Instead, the way of his calling was sovereign, personal, and undeniable. And also for us today it is good to know this. Paul said, "The Prince of Life has appeared to me as the last of them all." That meant, especially in Corinth, clearly and directly, These appearances of the Lord Christ to the calling of office bearers have now finished. The dispensation of appearances for appointing, calling to office, and giving direct inspiration to preach sermons has passed. Thus Paul knew himself to be the last appointment in the apostolic circle. Once there had been a circle of 12 patriarchs, and there had also arrived a last one, Benjamin. And in the time of Paul, there were 12 apostles chosen as such. Their calling to the only imposed office at that time was completed in this family by the appointment of Paul. He was the Benjamin in this family. But when this last little child was brought in, the whole family wept. Benoni, son of sorrow. Why? Was that now the final chord of the overture to the new covenant? Yes, indeed. And this new covenant can stand it. The Old Testament saw a Moses walk up onto a high mountain to be alone, alone with God. No one else was allowed to do this. This man had to be strong and very beautiful. Only he could endure it with the exalted God. And he returned in shining splendor, thus being the only beautiful man. All the others were dull and without splendor. That one man, that Moses, had to put a veil on his too beautiful face, for they could not even endure the light reflecting from him. Father, Father, the chariot of Israel and their horsemen. Thus Israel had many fathers, for the line was always hierarchical and full of pomp. That means on earth full of contrasts. Father Elijah and Father Elisha, Father David and Father High Priest. But when the Son had come, he said, once and for always, on earth you should call no one any longer your father. The last one of the prophets of the old day went, at the same time of the speaking of the Son, without any brilliance into a dungeon and was beheaded. And the final act of the calling to the apostleship was afterward done, completely without any ceremony. Thus it was completely the opposite of what a master of ceremony does. The overture of the election to office in the New Testament has become the opposite of a ceremony. Father Paul, that has now become a heresy to him who says it. 12 apostles, 12 patriarchs. That means 12 names twice in the foundations of the new heavenly city. But it looked very little like it, for the last baby appeared to be stillborn. This now is the new covenant. The last one, which closes the line, is without any brilliance. No one asks, please put a veil before your face, for we cannot stand to look at you, since you have come down shining brightly from God. And thereby it was well. The new covenant was powerfully introduced. Thus the word was restored to its place, and its servant was completely bereft of any brilliance. So there was a bridge of sighings between John the Baptist and the new circle of patriarchs, which, however, had lost all patriarchal dignity. For where the word is fulfilled, the bearer fades away completely, so that God who speaks will be all. And that in everything. All who are of the church shine. Everyone has an office. All are being called miscarriages and first fruits of God's power. For the material that is in God's hand does not force or restrain that hand, because it was prepared by the same hand. This has never been otherwise. No, not at all. But it was not always as clearly displayed. And for this reason, God has made this final chord of the overture to the new covenant so remarkable. For all the listeners, according to the flesh, will burst out laughing and leave the concert hall. But Paul indeed did understand it later. He came as a miscarriage into the church that sent out missionaries. And when he began the work on her behalf, there was a thorn in his flesh, and an angel of Satan beat him with fists. It always was a strange chord with him. Be silent now before him who performs the music here. Only thus could this bleak Paul be devoured by the contents of his own preaching. A curious, the only Lord who was struck bleak and without brilliance to a cross, naked and bereft of everything, with a crown of thorns into his flesh, who was struck by fists and by Satan, and nevertheless the strength and wisdom of God, for those who believed. These then were also the ones who stayed in the concert hall, even when that strange final chord was sustained for such a long time.